Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show. Baseball in its break, continuing, at least for another day yet, maybe even longer. And if you're a Phillies fan like me, the break is going to continue right through October, the way things look, which means that it's time to start talking NFL. Camps start very, very soon. Then we can get into full Olympics coverage for a couple of weeks, then back into the NFL, and then maybe a little Major League Baseball come September and October. Mets fans are ecstatic right now. I know we have a couple of Mets fans that call in every so often. Mets fans love two things. They love it when the Mets play really, really well and start winning, and they love it when the Phillies don't. That's the case right now. There is a little bit of baseball news to talk about, some of it involving the Phillies. Obviously, the question on everybody's mind is buyers or sellers, and it looks right now like they may be sellers. But there is some discussion in Philly that the Phillies may actually pay that penalty on the cap. Phillies opened the season with a payroll of over $174 million in danger of going over that threshold for the first time. I mean, this was a team about a dozen years ago that were on the receiving end of the revenue sharing plan. But the tax threshold this season is once again $178. The Phillies are about $177 to $178 right now. Phillies, as I said, opened up at $174. First-time offenders pay a 20% tax for every dollar they exceed over the threshold. The tax line will remain at $178 next season, rise to $189 million from 2014 to 16. Phils already have $112 million in salary commitments for just 12 players in 2013. And this continues the discussion we've been having with Cole Hamels and the question of whether Cole Hamels will still continue to be a Philly or if he's one of the guys that's going to be on the block maybe for less than five players. So they call it the competitive balance or luxury tax. Now a concern for the Phillies as they discuss things with Cole Hamels. And talking about contracts, you know, one of the questions I wanted to pose today to you is, do you care if a player thinks he's worth more money and his contract continues if he holds out? So if he holds out from training camp or, you know, until the first week of the season and doesn't want to sign a new offer, but still has another year in his contract. I guess the best way to put it is if he still has a year in his contract and is looking for a new offer. Is that something you're okay with as a fan? Is it okay for that player to sit out as long as he wants until he gets a new contract or both sides come to a mutual agreement? Or do you feel the player's obligated to play out that contract? Drew Brees is kind of in a little bit different situation. He has a long-term contract in place. If he doesn't have a long-term contract in place by Monday at 4, the New Orleans Saints quarterback says he will not sign the franchise tender and may or may not report to training camp then. So they're looking to work out a long-term deal somewhere by the 16th, or he will be required to play the 2012 season under his $16.31 million tender offer. So that's a Brees situation is slightly different than, say, the Wallace situation in Pittsburgh. Here's a guy that's got a year on his contract left, but has decided that I'm worth more money and I want to negotiate a contract now. Or renegotiate a contract. Now, Steeler fans, I'm sure, would love to see him stick around for quite some time. It's not easy to find a wide receiver that can run a decent route, not a great route, but a decent route, have some hands and be able to have the explosive speed he has. And I would venture to say, if not the fastest man in the NFL, he is darn close to the fastest man in the NFL. But the question I ask is it okay that he wants to sit out possibly the entire month of July and August training camp, discussing the fact that he wants another contract when he's got 1 year left on his original contract. My personal feeling is I like him. I want to see him stay as a Steeler. But you've signed a contract. Hey, you made yourself valuable. That's great. Guess what? You have another year where you make yourself valuable in your final year of your contract. Then you can go to the Steelers and say, hey, here's the deal. I need to be paid the real money now. You know, show me the money now, to quote a movie phrase. Show me the money now. And my contract's over. I played it out. I was much better in the last two, three years of my contract than I was when we first started. So now I'm worth more money than I was before. And you know what? Free agency is going to show that, because I can guarantee you he's going to get some great offers along the way. And then the Steelers are going to be have to match that. And maybe this is a thing for the Steelers to look at. I mean, the Steelers may need to look at this as an organization and say, maybe we should pay this guy what he wants, because next year he is going to be a free agent. And if he has an outstanding year again, it may cost us even more to be able to keep him as a Steeler. So maybe it's worth the Steelers looking at this. That's what we want your opinion on the toll on the Lenape Solar toll-free hotline, 1-800-795-9565. Find out more about what Lenape Solar has to offer. Just visit them online at lenapesolar.com. Steve will be joining us from the studio here in just a few moments. The Sunbury Motors studio. You'll find the Sunbury Motors on Routes 11 and 15, where Sunbury Kia is located, and Sunbury Motors on North 4th Street in Sunbury. We thank them again for being part of the broadcast today. Again, Steve will be part of the show here shortly from the Sunbury Motors studio. So a couple of things to keep in mind as we go along here this afternoon. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can also find us online, Facebook, Steve Jones Show, and you can email Steve Jones at WKOK.com.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their 64th annual July New Truck Sale. Choose from over 75 new F-150s with discounts up to $7,000. Sunbury Motors is loaded with Super Duty trucks. Pick from Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Save up to a whopping $10,000 on Super Duties during this July New Truck Sale. If an SUV is what you need, SMC has new 2012 Ford Escapes as low as $19,880. And 2013 Ford Explorer 4x4s from $29,970. The all-new, totally redesigned 2013 Ford Escapes are arriving daily, and Sunbury Motors has them starting at $22,680. Take $5,000 off a new 2012 Ford Edge, and they're on sale for just $25,915. Every new vehicle from Sunbury Motors comes with an extra set of tires, and 0% financing is available on many models, including 2012 F-150s for the first time this year. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Hurry before someone gets your truck.
Little remodeling here at the Sunbury Motors studio.
What'd you do, knock out a wall?
No, just put some pictures up, things like that. You know, just to kind of, you know, jazz it up. I mean, you guys made fun of originally of the posters that were in here.
Well,
which you should have. It was a room.
Well, I just thought, you know, the Rocky poster was a little dated.
It is.
And so, then the picture of Fenway Park with your name on the scoreboard, that was a little self-serving, I thought. But, you know, that's just me.
Well, the bottom line is they wanted to put my name on the scoreboard. What does that tell you?
How much did it cost you?
Zero. What does that tell you?
You're lying to me. That's what it tells me.
Well, because my name's not in the scoreboard, that's why. I can match you lie for lie.
Probably true.
Yeah. So, now we have some pictures of birthday of Fenway. So Ronald Place is currently I broadcast.
Of the 8th, 7th, excuse me, core, and then you'll get...
That is the Lynx-side golf experience I've had. And I found it to be enjoyable. I played in the fog there, I played in the wind, I played in the rain, and it's still fun. So I like it. And I would recommend the experience to anybody. Now, you want to talk about that, but we're going to have Tim Frazier, Nittany Lion basketball point guard.
Today?
Yes.
A surprise guest.
Who's supposed to be Thursday? Turns out we got him today. Okay?
No, that's fine.
I just call Frazier up right now. We can bag him.
No, that's all right. You've already talked to him. You're fine. That's all right.
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean,
I'm sure he's looking forward to talking with you.
Let's see here. There's Steve from the land of the Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates. I work at the Penn State New Kensington campus. Would you like to speak? We would like to speak with you about being our guest at our gala in September. I have two words for that. Egad. I'll get back to her and see what she wants. I'll get back to her.
No, I'm just laughing. I started off talking about the Drew Brees situation.
Look, the bottom line is you don't care about Drew Brees. You could care less about Drew Brees. Drew Brees signs or not, you don't care.
No, I do care a little bit.
No, you don't at all. All you care about is whether Mikey signs.
Well, I am Mike concerned Wallace. About that, yes.
Mikey signs. Then after that, you can pretend like you're the big football fan. And you can worry about Drew Brees.
I'm not going to say that I'm not concerned about it. But I think Drew Brees is a bigger story than Mike Wallace right now. Mike Wallace just kind of sounds childish
okay.
right now.
Okay. Guess what? You look at the lines all the time. It's Brees, 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 Brees. Not one fan outside of Pittsburgh knows Mike Wallace is not signed.
Well, he is signed. He's just not signed to a deal wants.
But he's not playing.
Right.
Right? Nobody else knows.
Nah, but fortunately, many people in this area do.
Oh.
Because they're Steeler fans. Yeah.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's not a national story. You're right.
You go to Detroit, you go to New England. You go, I don't know. Well, who? What?
He's the fast guy, right?
He's the fast guy at worst 17, right? Yeah. Well, that'd be a tough loss. Yeah. They know Wes Welker's struggling. Bigger name.
Yeah.
And they know Drew Brees. Understand what?
No, I don't understand why there's an issue with Wes Welker right now either.
No, I don't either. But that's.
But the Drew Brees thing baffles me more than anything else.
He's the face of the franchise, and they need a face.
Yes, I agree. So he's holding. I mean, and I'm looking at this from the franchise standpoint. I think it sounds like he's holding the franchise hostage here.
I think he knows it's his last big contract.
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's his last big contract or not. Why do you think that?
He's what, 33 right now? 34?
Okay.
He wants a 4 or 5 year deal. It takes him to 37, 38.
Well, but what if he signs this offer right now? What if he signs the tender for the franchise and then looks to next year and then starts discussing?
But it's his last big contract. Either way, whether it's now or then, it's his last big contract.
Okay. Right now, the offer is 19 and a quarter. He's looking for 20 and a half.
What, for 1 year or how many years?
That's per year.
Per year.
Yes. The Saints offered Brees a contract that would average $19.25 million a year.
Yeah.
Brees is seeking an average of $20.5 million a year.
So, offer him 20.
And is justifying his position based on the performance during his 6 years with the Saints.
He should. I agree with him.
But how do you explain this to the average fan, like me, for instance?
Okay,
over $1 million.
I can explain
it's kill him?
I can explain it to you this way.
Okay.
In 1967, Don Gilliam, Orleans Saints, on the opening kickoff in the history of the Saints franchise, returned it 95 yards for a touchdown. Right?
Okay.
That's the last Saints highlight till Breeze won them a Super Bowl in 2009.
I understand, but what's the difference between 19.25 and 20.5? I mean, this is the reason? This is the only, this is the thing that's holding these two entities back from getting this deal done?
It's July 11th.
Right, but he has to sign something by the 16th. By he has the, to sign the
by
tender
the 16th.
Offer. Yeah.
5 days. These are negotiating stances. Let them negotiate.
You don't seem worried.
At all.
I just can't understand why it's taken this long.
Let them
the
negotiate.
Saints need positive
it is July,
stuff
it's July 11th.
I still say Breeze is holding him hostage.
He has until the 16th. Let's see if they come up a little and whether he brings his offer down a little and they compromise.
Well, and you had mentioned Wallace, and I had said as we started the program, you know, here's a guy that has one more year in his contract, wants to hold out because he wants a new deal, a restructure deal, and a longer deal. Shouldn't he have to play out his contract?
Of course he should.
Why should he be sitting
out? He
absolutely
should have to play out his contract.
You signed this. You knew how long it was when you signed it. You knew there was a chance that you could be, you know, performing at a higher level. Sign it this year. Go through the motions of playing. Make yourself worth that kind of money again. And then start talking about the new contract after your old one is done. Now, if the team comes to you and says, you know what, we'd like to offer you a new contract because we're, you know, we think you're worth it. We'd like to keep you here in Pittsburgh. Then that's a different story. And maybe Pittsburgh should do that. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But don't sit out a year or don't threaten to sit out of camp because you have 1 year in your contract and you think it should be worth more money.
He should have to play. He signed the deal in good faith.
Yes.
You play. I've been through contracts. I've had contracts.
I'm sorry, Steve. $5. You signed $5 a show for the next 20 years. You can't hold out. That's what you did. You signed it. You're done.
But in all seriousness, though, okay, I've never gone back and renegotiated a contract.
Not until it's over. Then you're negotiating the next contract. You're not renegotiating the current one.
I never have.
I'm with you.
Okay. Right? Even though there was one particular point circumstantially where I knew that if I did, I was justified.
But I don't think there's a problem asking, and
I didn't because I signed it in good faith.
But I don't think it's a problem asking that. I don't think it's an issue saying, hey, you know, go into the organization or go into your and say, listen, here's why I think I'd like to renegotiate this. And if they say no, this is the contract we worked out. This is the contract you signed. Then guess what? That's it. It's over. Show up, do your job, and let's play football.
All right. I agree. He should be playing. I mean, I don't mind him asking for more, but if they look at him and say, play. And then after that, you know, if I were him, I'd leave.
Well, and that, yeah, because the contract's done. But then, and it's like I said, I was comparing that to the Breeze side of things, and it's hard to understand why two groups can't get together when they're maybe a million 25 off.
July 11th. The deadline is 5 days from now. The argument comes into play on July 17th. Until then, they're negotiating.
I don't know. I this deadline stuff makes me laugh.
It's a league rule because he's a franchise player.
No, it makes me laugh that everybody feels they need to wait until the deadline to do it.
Because both sides are trying to get the best deal.
And here's the other thing. If you're looking at this from Breeze's side of things, that extra $1.25 million, give or take, is going to be something that he's going to bring back to this club every year anyway. So it's not like the Saints are going to lose a lot of money. I mean, he's going to make them that $1.25 million.
Right. Well,
I mean, if they were $10 million different, I'd say, you know, all right, there's definitely some room here. But you're talking a million and a quarter difference right now. That seems silly to be even worried about it, let alone waiting 5 days to get it done.
It's July 11th. They have until the 16th. All right, if he signs in December, this is all forgotten. A year from now, it's so what?
That's true.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, routes 11 and 15 for Sunbury Motors Kia in Hummel's Wharf and Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury. And you heard that phone line at 1-800-795-9565. That is the Lenape Solar Hotline. Go to LenapeSolar.com, and now we're going to go to the Lenape Solar Hotline and talk to one of the top point guards in the country, Tim Frazier of the Nittany Lion basketball team. Tim, welcome to the show. I understand right now you're at Children's Day at the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts.
Yeah, I'm out here right now.
Yeah, great. Well, great to have you with us. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of things that you've been going through. Number one, let's talk about the Darren Williams experience that you had and how well that went.
You know, definitely it was just an honor to be invited to go to such a prestigious camp. But we had about 3 or 4 days I was able to spend with some of the top point guards in the country and be able to compete, you know, go through drills with some great coaches teaching you as well. So, you know, like I said, it was a great honor and I learned a lot.
You know, it's one thing to be honored to be there. It's another thing to take advantage of the experience. In what way did you take advantage of it to make Tim Frazier a better point guard?
You know, like I said, I ask questions. You know, I've always been the type of person to ask questions when I'm, you know, especially in new places and around people that know the game that I'm trying to play. So I ask as many questions, you know, and I play hard. I play the hardest I can to, to show the people there that I can play, that I am one of the top point guards in the country. So I was given that opportunity and I played well.
Then there was the LeBron James experience. Tell us how that came about.
I was, like I said, another honor to be invited to that camp. You know, I played well in Deron Williams, and I guess they saw something there that moved me along to the bigger camp in LeBron James. So I was able to go there and also do the same thing, go about 3 or 4 days of working out with this, not just point guards, but as far as every position in every position on the floor. And at the same time, you know, be able to play against the other top 20 players in the country. So it was great. You know, I learned a lot. We were able to watch the USA basketball team practice. You know, you see those guys that you watch on TV, see them in person, how hard they work. You know, I mean, it shows that, you know, their hard work has paid off.
Give us an idea this summer what improvement you see in your current basketball team, because this is your last go-around. It's the finish line, and I know you want to finish it in the NCAAs.
You know, definitely. You know, that's our goal. You know, we set our goal in the spring. You know, we want to make it to the NCAA tournament. And not just make it there. We want to try to make some noise in there. So, you know, obviously our goal is to get better each day, work as hard as we can every day, and play Penn State basketball. So, you know, this summer we've got the freshmen have joined us, and the freshmen are working hard. We're helping them into getting into accustomed to college. And as far as everyone else, we're just keep trying to play hard and keep going all out and keep playing Penn State basketball to get ready for the season.
The summer workouts, give me an idea of the value of the summer workouts, especially now that you're paired every day with DJ Newbill.
Oh, you know, the summer workouts are crucial. You know, you don't win games. Sometimes you need the reason you win games are how hard you worked in the summer. You know, you can't just hop all the way to March and try to decide I'm going to be in the NCAA tournament and win games. So we focus hard. We play. We have our workouts here in the summer. We focus like we're playing a game in March. You know, that's how meaningful each workout is.
With all due respect to last year's team, give me an idea of the level of competition on the floor right now, because competition on the floor is what's going to make you better. Easy competition is not going to make you better.
Definitely. We have a lot of competition on the floor. Everybody wants to win. You know, last year we were young. Those guys are just getting accustomed to, you know, I'm in a new college system. What am I expected? This is the first time a lot of older guys got a chance to really play. So everybody's kind of trying to fill in themselves out. But now it's more competition. I've been there, but everybody's, for the most part, have been there before. They played in the games and played against some of the top teams in the Big Ten. You know, the Big Ten is one of the toughest conferences in the nation. So everybody's working hard, and we know we're competing, and it means a lot to everybody to win.
Newbill, just his presence, knowing that he'll be able to play this year side-by-side with you, what does that mean?
It means a lot. That's another competitor next to me, another guy that, you know, plays my position as well, you know, as a guard that can handle the ball as well and attacks with a fierce. He attacks hard, and it's hard to stay in front of him. So then I'm glad to have him on my side, as well as being in a leadership role. And he'll be a captain this year, so he'll be able to help me out as far as that leadership also.
Being in the Patrick Chambers system the second straight year, the level of comfort you have now, where is it compared to where it was a year ago at this time?
Oh, it's definitely different. You know, coming in this time, exactly this day last year, I'm just starting filling out Coach. You know, filling out the new system that he's bringing, all the new technology and the new things that he's bringing. So I'm trying to fill everything out. And, you know, I didn't really understand him until maybe I really truly still didn't understand him. We still didn't get it clicked onto the same page until later on in the season. But now, you know, I understand what he wants. I know me and him both have the same, you know, same respect for the game and the same, you know, goals for myself and the team. So, you know, it's easier to come in and we're more on the same page.
The fact that he was a point guard in college himself, how well do you relate mentally with your head coach?
A tremendous amount. You know, spending like he was a point guard in college, he's been through it. You know, he's played at tough levels, played against the top teams in the country, like I have. So, you know, he's all been there before. And like I said, I'm a person that loves to listen and loves to learn. So I know he's teaching me the right way. And, you know, I have a great amount of respect for him. I know that he knows his game. So he's teaching me and hitting me in the right direction.
Tim, you'll have some backyard games with St. Francis. Bucknell will come in here. Also have the Puerto Rico tournament that includes Tennessee, Oklahoma State, UMass, teams such as that. The non-conference competition, how well do you think this team will be prepared for the Big Ten based on that non-conference schedule I talked about?
I think we'll be prepared. You know, especially one of the non-conferences is definitely trying to get played different styles of play. And I think, you know, the teams you named off, they all have different styles of play. And hold on just 1 second. A kid left his Game Boy here. Let me make sure he didn't forget that.
This is typical Tim Frazier. He finds out that the youngster left the Game Boy there. He's going to be
somebody
gonna
left
the
that
youngster
down over there. Okay, good. You're welcome. But you know, the non-conference is, you know, will prepare us a great amount. The different styles of play that set us up for the Big Ten. You know, and the different styles of play of Michigan State and Northwestern, as far as in Iowa, and then the pressure from Purdue. So you know, it'll prepare us, and I think we'll be well prepared.
Tim, thanks so much. Appreciate the time. I know you're at Children's Day at the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts, and can't wait to go out and see you to practice on one of these mornings soon.
Definitely. Appreciate it.
Tim Frazier, all-around good guy. There aren't many interviews that stop like that.
Hang on 1 second. I got to make sure he gets his Game Boy back. That's great.
But that's Tim.
That's great.
That's the way he is. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that's what he does. And I think that's you know, that's what makes him impressive. Don't you think?
Well, I saw him at the blue-white game. And, of course, he and most of the rest of the basketball team were signing posters in the little fan area. And no matter where and I was in there for a long time just talking to different people and talking to different guys. And the one thing that struck me is he had a smile on his face the whole time he was doing it. He enjoyed every single minute of it.
Right.
And that always impresses me. Yeah, that's always impressive.
Yeah. No, that's the way he is. And I'm thrilled for him. He's, you know, I think he has a chance to have a great senior season. He has more around him this time, which, believe me, makes a gigantic difference.
Well, a lot of it, you know, you could see he felt like he had to play over and above every single game.
Oh, sure. No, he did. I mean, he did. And
that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, it is a lot of pressure. There's no doubt it's a lot of pressure. And, but he handles it. I mean, he understands he's supposed to get it done. And that's, to his credit, I think he weathered the storm because, look, the guy played in the NCAA tournament. He scored better than 20 points in that NCAA tournament game. against Temple. And to be honest with you, this is last year had to be hard for him. It had to be very difficult for him last year to sit there and be a part of something that wasn't to the standard that he wanted it to be, because he's been to the mountaintop. He's played in a Big Ten championship game. He has played in an NCAA tournament. Okay? He is not a guy that wants to go out and be a part of something that gets 12 wins, loses 20, and gets knocked out in the first round of the Big Tens and is watching postseason play on TV. He doesn't want to be a part of that. Can't blame him. Then you look at you, for example.
Okay.
You wanted to be a part of something really spectacular. You ended up choosing this?
Well, sometimes you dealt with the you play with the cards you were dealt, you know.
Oh, it's cruel, man.
You're doing it, you know. You're stuck with me, too, so it goes both ways.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
Exactly.
I'll have to get back to you on that. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Kevin is panicked over Drew Brees to the point where I think he's begging for a SportsCenter contract.
No, because they wouldn't look at it the way I do. They'd look at it from one side or the other and say, this is what needs to be done. I look at it from both sides and go, why are we arguing over $1.25 million on a $20 million contract?
Well, it's July 11th.
Yeah, you've said that.
You can argue over things on July 11th.
You've said that.
No, can't argue it over on July 17th. At that point, you do analyze it and say, on July 17th, that this was a disaster. What were they thinking? What was he thinking? Who's at fault? Why didn't it get done? What are his expectations? Why does he feel that way? But on July 11th, you mentioned that they're a little bit apart.
A little bit.
Yeah. We'll come back more with the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Zimmerman.
Hey, I just met you.
I'm still going to post that. That is the Big Ten version of Call Me Baby. Call Me Maybe. So we're going to post that on our website so you can see it. It includes every Big Ten mascot, including the Nittany Lion, doing a video to that song. That's going to be something you'll have to go to stevejonesshow.com this afternoon and see.
Do I have to?
Oh, you have to. Must do really? That.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Thanks to the Big Ten Network for access to that.
Ah, very nice. And you still have the Olympic mascots up there because you think that's a major controversy.
I don't think it's a major controversy. I just think it's interesting. Olympic mascots are made drops of steel. That's what they are supposed to represent. As opposed to the Olympic mascot from 1996, which was named Izzy, which was short for what is
it? Oh, yeah, yeah. A strange
he's on the website
Bill O'Brien, Patrick Chambers, Vince. Alright. And Tim Frazier was on today. We had Matt Boyne on exclusively 2 weeks ago. Mike Breen's going to be on. We're going to have in September Doc Emmerich. And you are featuring
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah. On the website. Does Mahomes know this?
He will in a minute.
Oh. He usually sees things my way.
It's only because you grease his palms on it. It'd pay him off, I think.
Well, you have to understand, this is how business works.
My mistake, see? I should have known better.
Yeah, you should have known better. Absolutely. There we go. So now we get to the second half of the season. Now that the massive R.A. Dickey controversy is over, now that the massive Robinson Cano controversy is over, controversies. It is amazing how in the 24-hour cycle that everything is made a far bigger deal than it really should be.
Agreed.
I mean, everything is. It's a far bigger deal. I mean, everything. R.A. Dickey. Oh, I should have started. Oh, really? The other guy threw a perfect game. Everything's a controversy. All the time. Dwight Howard controversy. What are the Lakers going to look like? They have Steve Nash. Woo. Darren Williams, the Brooklyn Nets, who cares? Even the people in Brooklyn are going, really? What
even we they doing? Don't care.
Yeah, I mean, they're sitting there going, wow, we did what? Yeah. But it's a big deal. I mean, everything, big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's not a big deal. You know, I mean, the comments that Skip Bayless made about Andrew McCutchen the other day. You know, he's got to get out of Pittsburgh. He's got to play. That's not how today's world works. I mean, today's world works differently than the world of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's different now. You don't have to be in New York or Los Angeles. Okay? Two of the brightest, youngest stars in baseball today play in Pittsburgh, Washington, and Anaheim. Andrew McCutchen, Bryce Harper, and Mike Trout. Trout is spectacular. He's 20 years old. You don't have to play in New York anymore. You can make plenty of coin playing anywhere now. I mean, seriously. I mean, it used to be, for example, in our business, it was the same story in our business. In our business, it used to be you had to go to a spot. When you were done, then you work your way up to the next market. Then you work your way up to a medium market. Then you work your way to a large market. Then you're in the elite. That's the way it used to be. It's not how it works now. Not how it works now. You know, you pick what is now the right fit for you at the right time. I have the privilege of broadcasting Penn State football. I have the privilege of broadcasting Penn State basketball on a 60-plus station network, and I have the privilege of picking what station I want to call my home base, and I pick this one. Because it's the right fit for me, and it's the right fit for my life. Didn't have to go to New York to find what I thought was a great situation. Didn't have to go to Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, whatever. Those are all great markets, but I think a lot of people like to go to work at a 100,000-seat stadium, a 15,000-seat arena, and also for an organization like this. No, it all depends on what you want. You do not need to be in New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles any longer. That's gone by the boards. Now, if you want to be in theater, for example, and you want to move up in the world of theater, you go to New York, or you can go to Second City in Chicago, or obviously Los Angeles. Because that's where the business is happening today. But you don't have to do that in baseball or football, or I mean, Aaron Rodgers plays in Green Bay, for goodness sakes. Smallest market in all sports.
No, we were just talking about Drew Brees. Do you think anybody ever thought 30 years ago that the New Orleans Saints would be discussing a quarterback at $20 million a year?
No, of course not. Of course not. But they're the cradle of quarterbacks. Billy Kilmer, Archie Manning, Bobby Hebert.
Ebert.
Well, Penn State played against his son, Jim Bob Hebert. Here's the center of the
OSU
team.
No way, really?
Yeah.
That was his name?
Jim Bob Hebert. He was the center on the LSU football team that Penn State beat in the Capital One Bowl in the slop, 1917.
Jim Bob.
It's Bobby Hebert's kid, Jim Bob.
Poor kid. He was named after a Walton.
I think it's kind of a Cajun deal.
Might be. Might be.
It's kind of a Cajun deal. So, you know, it's things have changed. Andrew McCutchen can thrive in Pittsburgh. He doesn't need to be in New York to thrive. Now you're saying, what's the difference between why the Yankees always successful? Because, number one, they've invested their money in a great farm system. That's one. And I think they've made, for the most part, wise choices in free agency. They've had the resources to. But you can be a star anywhere. Kevin can barely walk down the streets of Danville. No surprise to this veteran campaigner. Our star, though, is Sarah Bartlett. She's next with the news. Top of the hour on News Radio 1070 WKOK.